Our special guest this morning is Carol Nowicki, director of the Honolulu Chorale. He'll be leading the chorale in their 51st annual holiday concert, A Joyful Christmas at Kauai Hau Church this Sunday at 3 p.m. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
And also on hand, we have Ian Capps, host of The Early Muse. Ian, what are you doing here?
Good morning, Gene. Well, I'm here, in a way, as the official historian of the chorale, if you like. I've been singing, and Jeanette and I have been singing in the chorale for about 10 years now, starting under the great Joe McAllister. And we love it. It's a great community chorus, and it's wonderful to be able to contribute as a singer to the chorus.
And of course, your input is always welcome, Ian. This is the 51st year, and
right.
They've been doing this since their inception.
We don't know exactly, but it seems that the chorale is certainly one of the longest standing, and possibly the longest standing continuous operating community chorus in the islands.
Now, Carol, this will be your first Christmas concert with the Honolulu Chorale.
Correct, yeah.
And you also had a group of wandering minstrels called Carol's Carolers.
That's true, yes.
Will you be strolling the various shopping malls this season?
That's true. We're going to be singing at Alamoana Center Stage on December 20th at 5 o'clock. And we have a couple other concerts in local libraries and churches. You can check us out on our website. It's carolers.org with carolers with a K.
So I guess you'll be pretty busy this Christmas season. Now, for this Sunday's concert, A Joyful Christmas, it looks like the emphasis will be on world music.
That's true, yeah. We have some kind of island theme pieces like a Calypso Carol and a Brazilian Carol and so on. So we have some fun upbeat things that we're going to be performing. We're hoping that people will tap their feet and maybe even jump up and dance a little bit as we sing.
It's an interesting concept for the concert because while Christmas is celebrated worldwide, every culture has a slightly different slant on the season.
That's true.
We're going to play a selection from your program, Mary Had a Baby by William Dawson. Now, Dawson was a distinguished composer of the Negro Folk Symphony, which was performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, but of course he's best known for his many choral arrangements.
Yep.
Mary had a baby.
That was Mary Had a Baby, an arrangement by William Dawson. Gorgeous arrangement. He wrote dozens of these. He was quite a prolific master.
Yeah, he did. He wrote a lot of arrangements. We have a great soloist performing the final verse this coming Sunday, Rachel Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Tell us something about this next selection that you'll be performing.
The Brazilian Christmas Carol, it's a very upbeat, very joyful piece. It has a lot of dance rhythms, and we'll have some percussion to go along with it while we sing.
It's actually very interesting because it's based on a samba theme. You may not recognize it particularly, but there's always this. The downbeat is actually always a sort of upbeat in the tradition of the samba and so on. So you'll hear that.
So that's what Christmas sounds like in Brazil. Christmas with a samba beat. You heard a Brazilian Christmas carol, and we're speaking with Carol Nowitzki, the new director of the Honolulu Chorale. He'll be leading the chorale this Sunday in a concert called A Joyful Christmas. And what else is on the program?
Well, we have a couple other pieces, kind of like the Brazilian Christmas, with kind of a fast beat and some percussion. We have a piece called African Noel. That's also very rhythmic and very exciting. We're doing some other spirituals, and we have some classical pieces like the Mendelssohn, Der Schellestar. And then we'll finish off with an arrangement by a local composer, Badi Naluai, with Silent Night. That will be our finale for the concert.
So a program guaranteed to brighten your holiday season. It's called A Joyful Christmas with the Honolulu Chorale. It's this Sunday, 3 p.m. at Kauai Hau Church. Attendance is free, but space is limited, so go early and don't be disappointed. We've been speaking with Carol Nowitzki, leader of the Honolulu Chorale, and Ian Capps, host of The Early Muse, also the official historian and librarian of the Honolulu Chorale. And as always, a pleasure to speak with you, Ian and Carol. our special guest this morning. It's been a pleasure as well.
Thank you very much.